Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm your geography tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics you'll face in your exam, the global supply of fresh water and why it varies so dramatically around the world. Whether you're studying AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic comes up time and again, so let's make sure you absolutely nail it. Grab a pen, because there are some key facts and statistics you'll want to jot down. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the global distribution of fresh water, why some places have too much and others too little, and exactly how to answer those tricky exam questions. Let's get started. So, first things first, let's get our heads around the big picture. Here's a statistic that always surprises students. Only 3% of all the water on Earth is fresh water. 3%. The rest, 97%, is salt water in the oceans. And of that 3% of fresh water, about 2/3 is locked away in glaciers and ice caps. So the amount of fresh water that's actually accessible to us, in rivers, lakes, and groundwater, is less than 1% of all water on Earth. That's a really powerful fact to drop into an exam answer. Examiners love specific statistics. Now, that tiny amount of fresh water is not evenly distributed. Some parts of the world have far more than they need. We call this a water surplus. Other parts don't have nearly enough. That's a water deficit. And the reasons for this variation are both physical and human. Let's look at the physical factors first. Climate is the single biggest physical factor. Areas near the equator, like the Amazon basin in Brazil and the Congo basin in Central Africa, receive enormous amounts of rainfall throughout the year, giving them a huge water surplus. In contrast, areas in the subtropical high pressure belts, around 30 degrees north and south of the equator, receive very little rainfall. Think of the Sahara Desert, the Arabian Peninsula, and the Australian outback. These are classic water deficit regions. Geology also matters. Permeable rocks like limestone and chalk allow water to filter down and be stored in underground aquifers. That's a key term. Aquifer, a layer of rock that holds groundwater. Impermeable rocks like granite prevent this, so water runs off the surface instead. Now let's think about human factors. And this is where it gets really interesting for your exam, because this is where the topic links to development and population. Population growth is a massive driver of increasing water demand. The global population has more than doubled since 1970, from around 3.7 billion to over 8 billion today. More people means more demand for drinking water, sanitation, and food production. And speaking of food, aquaculture is by far the biggest user of fresh water globally. Around 70% of all fresh water withdrawn from rivers and groundwater goes to irrigation for farming. That's a statistic examiners absolutely love to see in answers. Economic development also increases demand. As countries industrialise, think of China and India over the last 50 years, factories need water for cooling and manufacturing processes. Rising living standards mean people use more water at home, washing machines, dishwashers, garden sprinklers. And then there's urbanisation. As more people move into cities, the demand becomes concentrated in specific areas, putting enormous pressure on local water sources. Let me give you two brilliant named examples to use in your answers. First, the Awi Sea in Central Asia. In the 1960s, Soviet engineers diverted the rivers feeding the Awi Sea to irrigate cotton fields in Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. By 2007, the sea had shrunk to just 10% of its original size. It went from being the fourth largest lake in the world to almost nothing. This is a devastating example of how human intervention, specifically over-abstraction for irrigation, can destroy a water source. Second example, the River Nile. Egypt depends on the Nile for 97% of its fresh water, but Ethiopia has been building the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, the GERD, which began filling in 2020. This has caused enormous political tension, because it reduces the flow of water downstream to Sudan and Egypt. This shows how water scarcity can lead to international conflict, a great point for higher mark questions. Okay, that's enough for now, and it's now time for you to put those notes to use in some practice problems. Let me send you a worksheet with questions. I'll send it live and more detail viewers on StopTap Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all very soon.
Now, let's look at how supply and demand have changed over the last 50 years due to human intervention. This is specifically on your mark scheme, so listen carefully. On the supply side, humans have built thousands of dams and reservoirs to store water. The Three Gorges Dam in China is the world's largest, completed in 2003. We've also drilled deeper and deeper into aquifers, but in many places we're extracting groundwater faster than it can be replenished. This is called over-abstraction, and it's happening in places like the Ogallala Aquifer in the USA and the North China Plain. On the demand side, population growth and economic development have dramatically increased how much water we use. Global water use has increased by about 6 times over the last 100 years. And climate change is making the situation worse. Changing rainfall patterns, more frequent droughts, and melting glaciers are all reducing freshwater availability in many regions. Right, let's move on to exam tips, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You need to know how to write answers that actually earn marks. First, command words. When a question says describe, examiners want you to state what you can see or know. Use data and specific examples. When it says explain, you need to give reasons. Use connective language like this means that, as a result, because of this. When it says assess or evaluate, you need to weigh up different factors and reach a judgment. Second, always use named examples. Vague answers like some countries don't have enough water earn very few marks. Specific answers like the Middle East, particularly Saudi Arabia, faces extreme water stress because it receives less than 100 millimetres of rainfall per year and has no major rivers. That's the kind of answer that gets you into the higher levels. Third, for data response questions, and there will be at least one in your exam, always quote figures from the resource. If a graph shows that water demand increased from 500 cubic kilometres in 1950 to 3,500 in 2000, say that. Don't just say demand increased a lot. Fourth, for longer questions worth 8 or 12 marks, structure your answer using PEEL. Point, evidence, explanation, link back to the question. Start with a brief introduction, develop 2 or 3 well-explained points with evidence, and end with a conclusion that directly answers the question. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't confuse water scarcity with water pollution. They're related but different. Don't forget to consider both physical and human factors. Questions often ask for both. And don't write a list of bullet points for extended answers. Examiners want developed, linked paragraphs. Now, for a quickfire recall quiz, cover up your notes and see how you do. Question 1. What percentage of Earth's water is freshwater? The answer is 3%. Question 2. What term describes a region where water supply exceeds demand? Water surplus. Well done if you got that. Question 3. What is an aquifer? An underground layer of permeable rock that stores groundwater. Question 4. Name one human factor that has increased water demand over the last 50 years. Any of these would be correct. Population growth, economic development, increased irrigation, or urbanisation. Question 5. Name one specific example of a place facing water deficit and give one reason why. Good examples include Saudi Arabia, low rainfall and no major rivers, or the Aral Sea region, over-abstraction for irrigation. So, let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today. Freshwater is unevenly distributed globally. Only 3% of Earth's water is fresh, and much of that is inaccessible. Water surplus regions include Canada, Northern Europe, and the Amazon Basin. Water deficit regions include the Middle East, Sub-Saharan Africa, and parts of South Asia. Physical factors affecting supply include climate, geology, and natural variation in rainfall. Human factors increasing demand include population growth, economic development, agriculture, which uses 17% of fresh water, and urbanisation. Over the last 50 years, human intervention through dam building, over-obstruction, and changing land use has significantly altered both supply and demand. For your exam, always use specific named examples with data. Respond directly to command words, and for longer questions, reach a clear, supported judgment. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions. And remember, geography is all about understanding the world we live in. Good luck in your exam, and I'll see you in the next episode.